Hello, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from Genesis chapter 41, from verse 1 to 21 in the NIV. When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile when out of the river there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and stood beside those on the river bank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. He fell asleep again and had a second dream. 7 ears of corn, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other ears of corn sprouted, thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin ears of corn swallowed up the 7 healthy full ears. Then Pharaoh woke up. It had been a dream. In the morning his mind was troubled, so he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but no one could interpret them for him. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "Today I'm reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servants, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Now a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. And things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position, and the other man was impaled. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream and no one can interpret it, but I've heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." "I cannot do it," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "In my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile, when out of the river there came up 7 cows, fat and sleek, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows came up, scrawny and very ugly and lean. I had never seen such ugly cows in all the land of Egypt. The lean, ugly cows ate up the 7 fat cows that came up first. But even after they ate them, no one could tell that they had done so. They looked just as ugly as before. Then I woke up." And you're going to hear tomorrow the rest of how Pharaoh recounts the second dream. And Joseph's interpretation that God gives to him. And I'm just struck by the fact that Joseph makes it absolutely clear right from the word go that it's not him that can give Pharaoh an answer to his dilemma. He can't tell him what the dreams mean, but God will make known to him. And this is all part of God's plan. Joseph's been placed in this position for such a time as this. And we know how the story pans out, and we know that many people's lives are going to be protected because of what Joseph is about to reveal, and the steps that will be put in place. So I'm just going to pray for us that we will be able to give God the glory for the things that he does, and not ourselves, and also that he will speak to us in the many ways that he does speak. So Lord Jesus, we're coming to you today and we're asking you, please will you make known to us the paths that you want us to walk in. Put us in the right places at the right times and speak to us. Give us ears to hear what you're saying to us, whether it be through dreams or through scripture or through prophetic words, through other Christians or Christian books that we read. You speak in so many ways, Lord. Help us to listen and to hear what you're saying, and to always give you the credit when you speak and when you act. When you answer prayer, help us to remember that you have given the answer and to remember to give thanks and praise to you, so that your name can be honoured and your kingdom can continue to be built in this land of ours at this time. We need you so much, Lord, and we pray that you continue to work in and among us, that we might see your kingdom extended. Amen.